Blog Talk Radio. Well, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace. Before we come up with our exciting topic today, we'll have a few moments of prayer. Gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for what will go on this broadcast today. We thank you that women will call in and give their views on our topic today, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father. We come to give you praise today. We come to give you glory today because it's not about us. It's all about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we want to thank God for doing what he do because he is so worthy to be praised. And I give God the glory this morning, and the switchboard is lightening up. If anybody want to call somebody and tell them to get on the line today, this is the guest call-in number. It's area code 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. I want to thank everyone that have come on the line thus far. And please feel free to hit 1 on your keypad of your phone, and I will bring you in when you want to talk about our topic. Just hit 1 on your keypad, and I will surely bring you in. And so today, our topic is the important role of women today in ministry. You know, early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb. Throughout the scriptures, women played an important role, and that influence on the Christendom should never be underestimated. Women were the last one present at Jesus' cross and the first at his tomb. They was the first to announce his resurrection, and they was undoubtedly present at the first domestic devotional. You know, while Jesus ministered to crowds of Galilee, he was served by a group of women who used their own possessions to support him and his disciples. When the apostle first arrived in Europe, they was welcomed by women. And you know, today we're going to talk a little bit about the women. Their role in today in the ministry. We have women throughout various churches that's working in the capacity of either an apostle, a prophetess, evangelist, a pastor, a missionary, a teacher. So if God have given them these gifts to work with, why wouldn't their role be important today for the women? You know, the church is greatly indebted to devoted women who love Christ with so much dedication that they are willing to sacrifice anything. When clinically people declare that most congregation consists almost entirely of women, look around in your churches today and see how many men you find in the church nowadays. Who are predominantly sitting in the pews at the church? It's the women and children. So if the women didn't do anything today in the ministry, what will really go on? What will really happen? The men have shown their responsibility. 3/4 of them is either in prison, in jail, out there on drugs, walking the street, or just don't want to have no part of the church. Think about it, ladies, that's tuning in this morning. Think about how important the role of women are. You know, the entire, almost entirely of women, they are merely confirming a scripture truth. Why is this so? One reason may be that women are more sensitive and spiritually aware than men. Some men would have been much wiser and richer if they had followed the advice of a devoted mother or a dedicated spouse. Others are where they are today only because of the prayer and the support of the loving mothers and the loving women. You know, we as mothers, we as wailing women, we as prayer warriors, intercessors, we are keeping our men and our children on the wall. We are praying for them to come back into the fellowship. You know, Paul tells us that there are no difference between men and women, Jews and Gentiles, slave and free people, and Jesus Christ. We all are one. And until people realize that we all are one, when God created us, he created all of us. He created us equal. He gave each one of us a task. A lot of women had never thought about preaching the gospel. A lot of women had not thought about if you told them they was going to be an evangelist, they would tell you, not me. Oh, no, not me. If they told you they was going to be a prophetess, they would say, uh-uh, no. And if you say a teacher other than a school teacher, for sure, they'll tell you, no, that's not my calling. But when God called you, he called you. You didn't have 50 people standing up or in your room or at wherever it was he called you. It was you and the Lord. You may have been sitting in the pew at the church when God called and told you what he wants you to do. And the first thing out of a lot of women's mouth, not me, I don't want to do that. And then when they start getting whipped by the Holy Ghost, they're wondering what's happening to them, because you have fear to do what God has said to do. We want everybody to validate us. But when God have validated you already, you know who you are. You don't need to be primp and prime. You know, as I was going through the Bible reading about different women of God that played an important role in our Bibles that we read every day, it's in your Bible if you have not tore your pages out. And one was Dorcas and Tabitha. Y'all know y'all done read the story on Tabitha was called Dorcas, was a Christian disciple living in Joppa near Lydia, who did good deeds and gave alms. She became sick and died. But did you continue reading in the scripture where Peter came and he put them all out? The women wanted to show him what Dorcas had been doing, what she had been making every day. He said, no, that's irrelevant. That's not important. Let me show you what I can do through the Holy Ghost, through the Spirit. So Peter put them out of the room. He prayed. You heard me? He prayed. And the dead woman rose to life again. The event became widely known, and many people believed in the Lord. You know, a lot of people don't want to believe things unless they see it with their eyes. They can read it, but unless they have actually saw it, they don't want to believe these things that happen. If it happened in the Bible, why can't it happen now? I'm just using some. We had Deborah, you know, a mom of people who thought every generation had given their allegiance. Here come Deborah. You know, out of respect, Deborah stand as a lone female monarch among them all, the men. Here, the men wanted Deborah to go forward. They didn't want to go before. They stayed back, but they wanted her to go forward. And as you read the story of Deborah, you see what all she did. She called Barak together with volunteers he could and to make ready to destroy Syria. He replied that he would not fight without her. Now, here was a man that's supposed to be standing up for the woman. But here the woman going into battle to stand up for all the men. What do that tell you back in Scripture? She was certainly honored that would go to a woman, not to him. You know, when you read that story, the Bar men had the higher ground, which was in itself an advantage. She had been able to lead to mountains territory for the actual fighting. And the result was that the chariot was useless, and the men deserted them and fled afoot. Now, how are you going to go fight a battle if you're going to run off? How are you going to be able to pull your sword out, sword of the spirit, and you're not there? You taking off. So who left, excuse me, who left standing there? It's the woman Deborah. You want to call her Deborah or Deborah? You know, the Lord was telling us of the terror of this approach. He was talking about the condition of Israel before Deborah's activities. Here he had gathered the tribes of Israel to do battle. And when you read the story, as to the death of Deborah, there is no mention. Her work as judge seemed to have been wise and sound. Now, here back in the Bible days, she was listed as a judge. You see now women are beginning to take the role of the men that have their judges, their lawyers, missionaries. You see all the women that's coming forth. God don't have any respect a person or thing. If he called you, do what God have called you to do. He the one have to sanctify you. Man can't put you in heaven or hell. You have to go before God for yourself. All those people that didn't want to ordain you, didn't want to do this for you, that for you, that's on them. But you got to keep your heart, your mind clear of the things God have called you to do. And as I went on reading about the different women in the Bible, I read so many women that had did so many things. Here was Rebecca, showed up a woman who had been trained to work, as indeed, all the women of her time, for she was a carrier of water. But that she should offer to give water to a stranger, offer to water his animal, was like going the second mile, as in Jesus' teaching. You know, here, Rebecca bore to Isaac was as different as two boys well might be. When you think about the women in the Bible, what they did, and we're supposed to come up doing even more than what they did in the biblical time. But we want to sit down and wait for somebody to validate us. We in churches that people don't want you behind their pulpit. They don't want you teaching. They don't want you to say nothing. You're supposed to sit there with your alligator clothes completely. When the Holy Ghost hits you, you got to open your mouth. You got to move. When the Holy Ghost come in, you got to know that you know what God wants you to do. Hallelujah. So when we think about that today, and anybody want to come in, just hit one on your keypad today. I see my switchboard is lit up. I would like to hear from some of the women that's out there today. Eve, you know about Eve. Eve was referred to as Mother Eve, began her life as an afterthought of creation. Man was created in the likeness of God, but it was found that it was not good for him to be alone. So what did God do? God made him a helpmeet, which was Eve. You know, and just as Adam himself had been without a father or mother, but came from the very dust of the ground at the creation will of God, so Eve was without a father or mother, but came from the rib that God extracted from Adam's side when he was in deep sleep. And when Adam saw her, he gave her two names. In one instant, she was to be called woman because she was taken out of man. Then in the second instant, she was to be called Eve because she was the mother of all living. You know, both names have strayed through the century while all mankind bears the first name. Eve personally retained the second title. You know, Adam and Eve found great joy in that companionship may be clearly inferred from the scripture. They were so rightly a pair of lights in their need for each other that the biblical conclusion is that a man would leave his father and mother to cleave to his wife, and that shall become one flesh. You know, we read the story on how the snake and the enemy, the devil, whatever we want to call it, came through and tempted Eve, which she did, and what she did with Adam. Because God had gave him the charge and the commandments, we know. But we as women have to be about God's business. Right now, things that's going on around the world, the enemy is trying to take out as many women, children, and men as they can. If you haven't noticed it, they're trying to cut out the important role of a woman today. A woman is more than just a wife, just keep the house clean, just cook, just wash. God got other things for a woman to do today. And I know some of you women out there know that. So if anyone want to say anything, feel free to hit one on your keypad. If not, I will play us some music, and I'll be right on back.
many years now. I've been preaching and praying, no, telling the world about your goodness and your saving hand. I've seen you do miracles time and time again. So I'm reaching to your Father with outstretched hands. Lord, bless my house as I bless you. Lord, bless my house as I bless you. Come on, people, bless my house. Somebody need a miracle. Come on, dear, I need. Oh, somebody needs saving. Bless my house. Somebody need a way to wake me. Bless my house. Yeah. Somebody got a situation they need you to handle, dear. I need you to bless me.
Praise the Lord. We do need God in our house, no matter where we are, what we're doing. We need the Lord in our house. And today I had increased my time because a lot of people said they were going to come on. But, you know, I'm going to go on because I've learned to go on with what I have, not looking for something else some way. And as I went through the scriptures, I was reminded that Paul tells us there was no difference between them. Men and women, Jews and Gentiles, slave and free people in Jesus Christ. We all are one. You know, this unity in Christ made Christians dependent on each other. And men and women draw their inspiration from the same source. Therefore, we should show respect and appreciation for the service that every person offers. That means if it's a woman, we should show our appreciation. Because if God called, what are we? Who are we to say God didn't call somebody unless in the Holy Ghost revealed to us something different? But we can't tell a person they wasn't called to do this and called to do that unless in the Lord show up. We can go from their word. We can go from their life that they're living. And even over in the scriptures, like Mary Magdalene, she is mentioned 14 times in the full gospel. Yet very little is known about her except what we can glean from a brief glimpse. Jesus cast 7 devils out of her, and she became a faithful follower. She stood at the cross when he was crucified. She was first at the empty tomb and first to report that Jesus had risen from the dead after he personally in his resurrection. You know, League said a lot more about her, but that's all the scripture said. So when we think about the women at the cross, the women at the tomb, where all the men was gone, they was hiding, it was the women that had to go let the disciples know, give them the message on what Jesus was saying. I didn't read and say it was 2 or 3 men. They went, told the disciples what gave them the message from Jesus. And we have Rhoda, you know. We have different ones in the Bible. Bathsheba. You've read about Bathsheba. We have Esther. When you think about Esther, Esther listened to her Uncle Mordecai. He had sent word to Esther, who later became the queen, who first tried to continue hiding her background. How many women do that today? They know what God has said to them, and they know what man has said. So they hide their identity to keep them doing what God has called them to do. They don't want to be single out. They don't want to preach the gospel. They don't want to teach. They don't want to go in foreign lands or even in their own state doing missionary work. Or they call on them to be a superintendent or teach Sunday school. I'm just using different examples on the important role of women today. We have a lot of women that have an important role. It's beginning to surface now where women are beginning to take their rightful place. They're not worrying about what other people are saying and thinking. And when you think about Esther, after the queen, Vashti, all these women in the Bible that had significant meaning, significant things that they did in the Word of God. We can go back and read all the things. Haggai, you know what happened with Haggai. It's in the scriptures. It's in your Bibles if you haven't tore your pages out. Leah, you read about Leah. You know? When you read about that story, Rachel, you know, you can go through about Rebecca, Miriam. All these women was in the Bible. There was mentioned Naomi, Ruth. All these women was mentioned, letting you know they played a part in the Word of God. So why can't we play a part today? If God have called you, it's a reason he called you. We got tomorrow. We got a lot of women that names are in the Bible that you didn't even know was in there unless you picked up your Bible and read. Here tomorrow play the harlot. You know, it's food for thought on important roles of women today. And when women as a whole, when you start doing the things God have called you to do, women and daughter of Zion, you're going to be surprised how your life will be richly and blessed. We're going to all go through huddles. We're all going through miss being interpreted. But we have to think, oh, wait a minute, God has put me here to have a child, wash clothes, and cook. I know it's something else, God. He's showing me daily something else he has for me to do. And when that day comes and I have to go before my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, will I be able to say, I fought a good fight, I finished my course, I did what you told me to do? Are we going to go in and say, well, God, I hear the talents you gave me and the gifts you give me. I didn't want to do them because so-and-so didn't want me to say this and so-and-so didn't want me to say that. Well, so-and-so and them, they and that, and they ain't going to be standing up there before God with you. You're going to be up there by yourself. So it behooves us to start doing what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We have Gomer. We have Mary. We have different ones, the virtuous women in the Bible. So today, our broadcast was on important role of women today. So women, stand up. Be counted. Stand up and be the woman of God God had called you to be. Stop hiding in the woodwork. Start doing what God has. He will make room for whatever he then called you to do. You don't have to feel intimidated. Just go on about doing what God has called you to do. If that's ministering in the jail, ministering in the prison, ministering behind a podium, do what God has called. If he called you to go on a mission field, go out there on that mission field. So today, that was our broadcast, the important role of women today. I hope all the women that was on the line and will come on the archive later will be able to relate to this passage. You know, Heavenly Father, I thank you for the noble and enriched service that devoted women have offered to you and your church. There are no limits to the influence of a devoted and a noble woman. We come to give you praise today. We come to give you the glory today. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and thank God. Remember, women, you play an important role. God has given you a role to play, which is very important. Don't let anyone talk you down just because they don't believe in this and they don't believe in that. Tell them, just go to the Bible. Read what the Bible says. Joel explained it even better. So send them to the Bible and to Joel in the Bible and other scriptures. And that way we won't go wrong. So until next week, you all be blessed. Have a wonderful and a blessed day in the Lord. And until next week, like I tell you, if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each and every one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. And until next week, be blessed, and we'll have another exciting topic coming up next week. Bye-bye.
Lord, Mother, glad you could come on.
That was a good message, and that's true. Because that's what happened. These men want to, they want to whoop the woman down because she's trying to pass the church or get her church started.
And
they ain't doing nothing but
hoeing. That's right. They ain't hoeing. They in prison. They in jail. Or they walking the street with crack so full of crack and prostituting on the street that they done forgot about the wife God gave them. They done forgot about this one they supposed to be doing something with, constructive, you know. So who all is in the church? The women. Each time you gave a program, except for them two men that showed up, it was the women.
Women.
That's right.
Always the women.
All right.
Always the women.
On the prayer line, although we have the one gentleman that, you know, but most of the people that come on the prayer line, they're women.
They're women.
He's the only
faithful man on the prayer line.
All right. See, that's what I'm saying. It speaks for itself.
One time, and then they all come on the road. And just like I've been giving people the number to call in for the blog. The two or three that did call in, they were women. And I give a lot of people the number. Mm-hmm. They ain't calling me nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then
That's right.
You'll be sure you come on prayer, come on line.
Put it on your calendar every week. She come on there. So put on every Wednesday, she going to have a talk show on. It's going to be different. Put it on your calendar every Wednesday, you know.
Every Wednesday. Mm-hmm. They put it on the calendar. I forgot to look at it.
What good it did to put it on the calendar.
Always excuse. Big fat Sister Emma.
Uh-huh.
She got that number and all them hoes what was there, all of them. They got, ain't none of them come on.
That's
some
right.
Come on maybe one time.
And she said, we don't need all that hooting and a hollering, and the people can't understand
right.
what's going on.
Right. And another one, I give to her, she come on one time.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, you know, I got people be here, and I can't be coming on. She got people at her house, you know, the providers, and she couldn't be coming on.
Well, the provider might get sleep. Mm.
Right. Yeah. So, anyway. But now I told you she's back in the, I don't know where she is. I don't know if she living the dead or what. I don't hear from them no more.
Who?
The woman that lives right there in the home I told you about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hear from her no more. I don't know if she's living dead or what sort of about.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, because she called me one morning and told me, God bless me, and hung up.
Mm-hmm.
She was trying to put her somewhere.
Oh.
Yeah, so I don't know where she is.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, well. All we can do is tell a mother.
That's all we can do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I went downstairs yesterday with my daughter. I called my daughter that done my toenail.
Uh-huh.
And stayed with her about 2-3 hours.
Okay.
Yes, that's where I was at when you called. I was just leaving that.
Uh-huh.
Every night you called, I was mm-hmm. just leaving from down there. And I take her our daily bread.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah. She's the one in the wheelchair.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I go and she wants me a husband. He wants me to come to be with her and I pray for her and talk. It do him good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's supposed to be a little minister.
Okay.
And so I go down with him. He just feels so excited when I be here, because he'll tell me, he see me wherever he see me, go pray for her. Go pray for her.
Uh-huh.
She got MS, she been in the wheelchair for I don't know how many years.
Oh, okay.
And then they lost the youngest daughter, they lost her when she was 17.
Okay.
And then that daughter, she had a twin brother.
Okay.
And the brother died when he was a baby. She said the baby died. The boy died.
Oh,
and he was a baby.
Okay.
So she raised the one daughter. They got the one daughter, and the daughter got, she was raised by two men or two boys.
Mm.
And now she got a woman. The daughter got a woman. And so that's breaking their heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, well, all we can do is pray for her. You can raise them up.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't make them do so. Sometimes that happens to males and females. They get that rape thrown on when they was a child, and then they just can't stand that other person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's what it is. And so she said, I never will have no grandchildren. Well, the Lord can turn everything around.
Mm-hmm.
I can turn it around. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes, he can. Yes, he can.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to get up on here and go down to go to my little cheap store and go by the building and get that meat and stuff so I can cook it for the guys tomorrow at the prison.
Oh, and so tomorrow the day you cook that?
Uh-huh, yeah, to cook for them. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to start that meat this afternoon and make that peach cobbler. And that way all I do is take it out there to them for tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm. For their lunch.
You don't have to plate it up,
huh?
You just cook it.
I'm going to cook it, and I have it in them big pans, and they can serve it, do whatever they want to do once I get there with it.
Okay. Because
I'm going to have the plates and the napkins and the forks, all that already. I got that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Yes, ma'am. Well,
plated, everything will be all right with that.
Yes, ma'am.
That'll be good.
Excuse me. I got the roast in the refrigerator and the dirty rice in the refrigerator. I'll put it back in the oven and make the peach cobbler.
Okay.
and put the roll, make fish the baked beans, put all that stuff in the oven. Once I put the oven on, then it can cook.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't heard from my friend. I've been calling her and she didn't respond.
Who?
My friend, the one that brought me up there.
Oh, Miss, what her name, Hill?
Pastor Hill.
Okay.
I hadn't heard a word from her.
Well, is she a pastor? Y'all just calling a pastor.
Well, she's supposed to be a pastor. Her daughter is a pastor of church. Her daughter got her doctorate degree.
Okay.
She's a doctorate.
What she got?
A pastor, and mom is a soul. Supposed to be a sister pastor.
Oh, okay.
But mom ain't doing nothing, and daughter's on the, you know, driving. So that's why daughter put mom in charge, because mama was there. But mama ain't doing nothing. But going to the doctor and swilling up, eating her own food, and that's why she swilling and going on.
Mm-hmm.
And go put ham hocks in the beans and an armload of sausage in the beans and all that rich stuff and all that food. She ain't got no business eating. And then she got to go to the doctor, or the emergency got to come pick her up or something.
Mhm.
And I told her, you get in a whooping. You need to do something.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Mm.
See, that's a blessing that
daughter got
to deal with. It's a nice place too.
Oh, and she's paying the rent, and the mama more. She's good. Yeah, I'm trying to get people to come here to help me. 10 minutes.